from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go back. We're waiting, you know, Ayuk updates. Really, the Rapoport report is more of the same. There has been a deal in place here for Ayuk. It's been in place, very simply. Andrew Filippone was on that last week. But I don't think the part that was anticipated was San Francisco was going to circle back and try to sign him again. And we know that all the Niners need to do is call the Steelers and say, okay, we can't sign him. The deal will be done within seconds, as one outlet reported. But that's a big if. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. It's fan weather, up to 7,500 rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 81 today with sunny skies. Let's finish with what Shelty said when we talked about how his team's actually been playing. The losing streak has really put a damper on things, obviously. And now you guys have about, I think, six teams in front of you and a bunch of games. And it's sort of unbelievable that this has happened. Do you feel like there's almost a state of shock about the team?
I think there's a state of we need to catch a break. I mean, it's one of those situations where we haven't played bad baseball. You know, we've lost, I think, since the break, 9 one-run games. We've lost. During this stretch of the eight, I think we've lost 6 one-run games. We're not finishing games or making the big play to be able to get us to a victory right now. And, yeah, it's extremely frustrating.
And then I came back with a little bit of quibbling on that didn't go particularly well, City Limits. Do you have that?
Yes.
Thank you. Neil Cruz game in Houston. I think there have been plenty of examples of bad baseball. Would you disagree with that?
I don't know. I mean, your definition of bad baseball may be different than my definition of bad baseball. We haven't executed. You know, I think that's fair to say. You know, the Cruzy game, and, you know, we can point at that, and I think that's really a bad analogy. The kid had a bad game, you know, and then he bounced back the next day and had 5 hits. So I think there's been some things we have not executed. I think that's probably more fair.
Well, we do have a different definition then, and I say that respectfully, but Rowdy has had a number of bad plays at first base lately. They dropped 3 balls in a row in one game. All right, more accurately, Triolo let a little pop drop in front of him. Telez let a catchable liner go past him, and then Bay dropped one in the outfield, and they had the O'Neill Cruz Armageddon game. I think bad baseball is your shortstop running out to deep left field to cut in front of your outfielder and then making throws all over the diamond. And that's not about burying O'Neill Cruz, but let's be honest here. The Pirates have been very competitive. They've also been playing bad baseball, I would think, by almost anyone's definition of the term. All right. What's the difference between not executing and playing bad baseball? Isn't that the definition of it?
Pretty much.
Thank you, Limitless Wonder. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. See you tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.